Ladies and gentlemen, the system has fucked us over. The medical system does not work. You know, when it comes to your hemochromatosis, when it comes to your fucking, you know, trying to explain to them that vaccines ain't fucking good and all of that. But not just that, the system as a whole has fucked us over. I've been contacting my power company to rectify a problem. For instance, the fact that we have not changed our power habits in this household, my daughter and I, and it's costing us $700 for 2 fucking months. How the fuck do you get $700 for 2 fucking months? So I contacted Lumo Energy, the pieces of shit that they are. I can't understand a word they're fucking saying. I've just smashed my phone, by the way. I'm not going back to having a phone. Phones can go and get fucked. Optus can kiss my fucking ass. Telstra can kiss my fucking ass. Vodafone can kiss my fucking ass. A smartphone, my fucking ass. That's a load of fucking horse shit. I call in to this fucking power company and all I hear is like, and I go, excuse me, I can't understand what you're saying, right? And then when I finally do understand little points here and there, I say, can you put me through to your manager? In hopes that it would be a person with a proper English accent. Then they say, oh, we will get the manager to call you back. This was 3 days fucking later. No one's called me fucking back to rectify this problem. That no, we shouldn't be getting charged $700 for 2 fucking months when we've not changed our power habits. All right? And then I call them again today. And I can't understand a word this fucker's saying because he's not, an offshore fucking Indian going, just wondering, what's your full name? And you fucking can't understand anything fucking edgewise. Right? So the medical system is failing me because no one can get fucking back to me there. The fucking power companies can't speak fucking English. And I was just talking to one now, and I said, can you please put me through to somebody that speaks proper English? You know, without prejudice, can you please do that? And he's like, the only way I can help you, sir, if you give me your account number and your fucking name, and, right? Fuck off! So then, he just continues down that road. I need this, these details, and these details, and these details. So I give him the details. I can only just fucking understand him for that. And then I said, please, now that you've got the details, put me through to someone. Oh, but the only way we can put you... And I just went, fuck you! Fuck off! Fucking seriously, this is what our country has become. Our fucking government, our Masonic Jewish fucking government has sold us out from fucking under us. It's unfucking real. And everybody sits on their fucking hands and allows it to happen. You pathetic pieces of shit, Australians. You pathetic pieces of shit. You yuppies. You fucking richos. You fucking boomers. You sold us out. You sat there on your fucking hands and sold us out to make some money. You pieces of shit. So now we can't understand a word our power companies say. We can't fucking get anything done medically. You know, no one wants to work on Fridays. Fucking unreal. So in the meantime, I'm just going to end up with my heart and my liver shut down because the medical system doesn't want to do a fucking thing and get back to me or anything like that. And when they can't get back to you, if you happen to miss a call, they won't call you in the next 2 fucking weeks. And then we've got power companies that won't do a fucking thing. Oh, very sorry about this. Sounds like they're starting a fucking car, for crying out loud. This is bullshit. This is the Australia we have now become. People dying left, right and fucking centre because they buy into this fucking whole flu bullshit. This whole COVID fucking hoax. Unfucking real. You're a fucking pathetic, Australia. Fucking pathetic. You know, and you Americans that all buy into it as well. You know, Shield Maiden has to go through it. You're a fucking pathetic. Walking around with your fucking masks like it's going to help. It's aerosol, you fucking idiot. Flu is aerosol. It doesn't matter what grade of flu it is. Whether it's COVID or whether it's fucking 766512. It doesn't matter. It's aerosol. Whether you wear a mask or not, it still travels throughout the store. Yous are fucking idiots. Yous are fucking morons. This is unfucking believable. So now I'm soon to have my fucking power shut down. You know, I'll go with another company and they'll probably do the same fucking thing sooner or later. I've always been up to date with my bills and everything like that. Never fucking, I've only ever been late twice in my whole entire fucking life. But I'm gonna have my power shut down because we have to put up with this fucking, my name is Raj. Or even worse, my name is Bob. Oh, now, come on now, your name's not fucking Bob. You're an offshore fucking square throat. Fucking admit it. This is fucking disgusting. So my daughter and I are going to have to live without power until we can get another power company. And then because of these fucking square throat assholes, because our Masonic John Howard and our Masonic fucking Bob Hawke fucking sold us out from under us when it comes to the Kalergi plan and all of that. Yous are unfucking real. And most Australians don't know this. You mentioned the Kalergi plan, they go, oh, you must be one of those fucking conspiracy theorists. Because they won't fucking look into it. They'll call you a conspiracy theorist, but they've never fucking looked into to the Richard Kalergi plan. They've had no fucking idea. Yous are fucking disgusting. Australians, you fucking disgust me. Seriously, you make me want to puke. You allowed our country, our beautiful country, once beautiful country, to be sold out from under us by Masons and Jews and other fucking plagues like that, other fucking diseases like that. Yous are fucking disgusting. So my 15-year-old daughter and myself have to live without power until we get approved with another power company because you fucking sat on your fucking hands and allowed it to be sold to fucking offshore fucking Indians. Indians that we can't even fucking understand. And don't fucking sit there and say, oh, Sean, you're just being ripped. Because you're thinking the same thing. I'm just the one saying it. You're thinking the same thing when you have to fucking call up to a call-in center where they're like, my name is Raj. Fuck off. Fuck off. Australia, you have failed me. You have failed my daughter and my son. You failed yourself. You failed your fucking self. You just don't want to look in the mirror and admit it. Go and look in the mirror and tell yourself, oh, I didn't really fail my... You can't say that. You cannot say that with an honest eye. Okay? Look in the mirror and fucking admit that you failed your fucking self and you failed this country. You failed me. You failed my daughter and my son. You failed your own kids, if you have any. You're fucking pathetic. So I'm going to have to live without fucking power, right? And without heat. Because you fucking failed me, you pieces of shit. I didn't fail me because I fought. I have fought on 107.9 FM, 1650 AM in Tonawanda, New York. And I have fought on the stream, tctaunleashed.info. I have fought myself to the fucking bare bone. At risk of going to prison for some of the things I say. What have you fucking done? What have you fucking done? Nothing. Fucking nothing. Yous are pathetic. Stuck your thumb up your ass and you sat there and watched your mainstream media and your Home and a Gay and your Gaze of Our Lives and you sat there and thought you were so important in life. You're nothing. You're a fucking nothing. You're a fucking shell is all you are. There's nothing behind that shell. There's no flesh. There's no brain. You're a shell of a person. I hope you wake up to that one day and fucking improve yourself. I'm doubtful though. Given that there's no brain in your fucking head, I'm very doubtful that will happen. Australians, you can go fuck yourselves. I'm fucking done with you. The moment I can find a way to get out of this fucking country, I'm fucking gone. And I know some of you, to show some defense, will go, oh, well, good riddance. That's just your way of saying that you don't want to admit to yourself that you're a shellless fucking life. You're a shellless, soulless fucking life. You're pathetic. Fucking pathetic. You don't want to have to stand up for yourself, your children, or me or my daughter. You don't want to have to stand up for any of that. You don't want to have to stand up for other people around you, become society again, because you're a shellless, soulless, pathetic fucking being. You're not even a being. A being does something for themselves. You're not even a being, because you're not being. You're just in existence as a shellless, soulless fucking life. Go fuck yourself, Australia. Kiss my fucking cock.